Zach has. Let's read it again. Let's go, Shante. Click on this.
Starting on Friday, representatives from ACA Construction Group and Marion County School Board members will make stops at elementary schools to hand out free dictionaries to third graders in Marion County. About 3,200 third graders will receive the free dictionaries. It's part of a national project that started about 7 years ago to help encourage strong reading and writing skills for life. Ken Osley of ACA Construction was part of that initial effort.
And so we did it the first year. It was such a success and such an enjoyable thing. We said, let's keep doing it.
Tell me more. What? How do you know it was a success and what made it fun?
Well, the first thing is hearing back from the teachers and the administrators that it was a tool that they really could use and help them, because it is the first year of the FCAT. It's very important for those students at third grade. I think anecdotally the thing that made it most enjoyable for us is the number of students who, when we handed them the book, would say to us, this is the only book it's my own book, and it's the first book I've ever owned. And that meant a lot to us, and it also got us thinking, and we've knocked around the idea of potentially expanding the project in the future to add a book of literature with it, just to continue encouraging them to read, because we really feel like that obviously is a life skill that's critical.
Principal at Fessenden Elementary, Anna DeWeese, says it's true that many of the kids don't have many books at home.
I would say that's very true. However, at Fessenden, we also work with the Kiwanis Club, so all of our kids get 3 books 3 times a year to help build their vocabulary as well as build their library at the house. But in many cases, that is absolutely true. Our kids are becoming wiser with technology, and that's why it's such a need, and it's necessary for us to use dictionaries as well as other forms of newspaper, periodicals, anything like that for tangible purposes to help kids read. So this dictionary is going to help.
ACA Construction's Todd Duffy, who also has kids in the Marion County school system, explains why his company provides these dictionaries free of charge to the kids.
One of our primary focuses as a business is we build schools and educational facilities at colleges, and so, you know, we just felt it was appropriate for us of a way to give back to our community that gives us so much, and again, educating our kids is what's going to help us in the future, and so we look at it as a win-win.
Principal DeWeese agrees it's a win-win concept and says learning to use dictionaries at the third grade level is a pivotal stage for students.
Absolutely. With third grade, you move from the transition from learning how to read to learn. And that way, you're able to look at those words, you're able to learn new vocabulary, you're able to string words and sentences together to help you become more articulate as well as passing the third grade FCAT.
Well, say that again, what you just said. You said first they learn to read and then they read to learn. That's really
Absolutely.
A good phrase.
Absolutely. And it's not my phrase, it's one of my teacher's phrases, so I'm like stealing that from them. So what we do in K-1 and 2 is you learn your phonics and your 6 areas of reading. But once you get in third grade, then you're able to compile all of those components together, and then that's when you start reading to learn, because then you're learning about facts, you're learning about fiction, you're learning about fantasy, learning about mystery, whatever, reading to learn.
Barry Mansfield will also join his colleagues Ken Osley and Todd Duffy during the next week to hand out the dictionaries on behalf of the ACA Construction Group, and explains how the school system of Marion County made a difference in all their lives, and they want to give some of that back.
All 3 of us grew up in this county. We all grew up here. We went to high school here, went to grade school here. We all went off to college and then came back, and we believe in our community, and that's one of the things that's always been very important. And this isn't the only thing we do. We also do a summer camp for underprivileged kids. I mean, we wanted to be able to give back to the community, to the kids. We think that's really important. The kids are our primary focus. I mean, they are our future. I mean, you know, everybody's, you know, looking at other things in the world, but our kids are our future. And the best way we can make sure that they have a good future is education. And that's so important. That's so important that we have to push that. And like the dictionary, you know, education, these kids need to know that. They need to know that they're being encouraged by other people in the community. And we want to help them. So
20 public elementary schools in Marion County will receive the free dictionaries. Mansfield explains how the guys from ACA Construction Group participate in the actual process.
We actually will team up. Ken and his brother usually takes a few schools, and then Todd and I will take some other schools, and we'll go and just take turns and just go start handing them out. But
does it get kind of crazy and the kids all getting loud? And
believe it or not, no. Most of the principals we deal with, their kids are very well behaved. We're really proud of them. They come in, they march in usually to a media center or to a cafeteria, and they sit down quietly, and they've already got them prepped, and they always tell us thank you. And so it's a really neat experience.
The first school on the list for delivery of the dictionaries is Friday at Bellevue Elementary. For 89.1 WUFT-FM, I'm Donna Green Townsend.
Let's read it again. Let's go, Shantae. Click on this right here, this arrow. They'll have the book read to you. Very good. You're not clicking on the yellow and having the book read to you. Thank you. That's what the stories are for. Very good reading. Oh, here. When you're done with it, Logan, put it in the slot right there.